producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Radio Show. Holy cow, how are you, Marianne Niehaus?
I am wonderful.
Well, that makes me happy. Wasn't it unbelievable just being out in Las Vegas for, I was there for 9 days. You were there for a few days, but wasn't it unbelievably great?
You know, the energy, just seeing what is happening in this profession is so exciting. And the people up on stage, I mean, every single one of them had something to offer.
It was crazy. And just seeing the excitement of people and the stories. And we're going to have Bob Crisp come on here in a couple of minutes and talk about his experience with it, with his background. I mean, he's made more money than almost anybody in the history of multi-level marketing, $50 million. Now, I don't know that you have made $1 million yet in your total cumulative earnings, but it's your glasses that I'm more interested in seeing the view from than Bob Crisp's. Because, you know, he's been there, and it's very easy for him to be jaded and to see it differently than you saw it. So I want to hear how you saw it, and I did not set you up for this conversation at all. And do not pull punches. Just be laser straight as to how it felt for you, that experience.
Well, I think what you see when you attend something like this is that those people sat in those chairs, in the same chairs I was sitting in at one point.
Right.
So they saw a meeting, they saw whatever. And I think so much of it is personal development, and so much of it is wanting to be more than who you are. And so am I willing to sit back and, you know, live a life of mediocrity, or am I willing to do what these people did?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you saw with the stories that Bob Crisp, again, is all pumped up about, you saw definitively that you could do what those people had done. It just takes time. It takes training. It takes experience. And next year, this year, they had Robert Kiyosaki, and they had, obviously, Tony Robbins. Next year, they've got, I don't know if Kiyosaki's coming, but I know they've got Tony Robbins, and they just added Richard Branson. Do you think you'll go next year?
Absolutely.
No doubt in your mind.
No doubt.
Even though I train you every day better than any one of those people could train you.
It's true.
And I've got more charisma in my toe than any one of those people there.
It's true, too.
And there's no reason in the world that I should be training anybody outside, using anybody outside of my skills and my organization to train.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And take people with you.
And take people with me. Yeah.
Well, doesn't that take away from me?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. And I think there's such a validity there.
Right.
You know, right? Because we see you every day.
Yeah.
Right? The validity of going and seeing these people up on stage and hearing about the single mothers and hearing about the guys that lived in their, you know, car and, you know, and seeing what they're able to do. And then we're sitting here thinking we can do that. And it's just validates what you say every day.
Yeah. And people are madder than hell at me for something. I bought 100 tickets to this thing. I spent $30,000 and bought 100 tickets for next year for $300 a piece. They cost $700. And the whole premise was that the hotshots could make $40,000 in profit if they bought 100 tickets, sold them for $700. Those guys would make $40,000.
Right.
Instead, so my whole thing, and the reason I'm in trouble, is I just put them for sale for what I paid for.
Right.
And we're actually losing money on every ticket because of the credit card processing. But we paid $300 for them. So if you want to buy a ticket to next year's GoPro, they are going like it's going out of style because we didn't put a mark on them. They're $300 a piece, and they're on www.mastersofenrollment.com. And you can buy them there while they last. We take PayPal or credit cards or anything there. But we're here to really make sure that you've got a chance to build your business. And that doesn't mean I don't want to build my business with the guy that I feel to be the best network marketer in the history of network marketing. And his books, Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant, not only changed my life, and I'm an idiot, so it's easy to change my life, my wife's life. My wife believes that those are what had her become a professional network marketer. Raising a Giant, Feeding a Giant. And we've got Robert Crisp with us, and he is a rock star. So, Bob Crisp, the introduction was probably a little weak based on how great you are, but now we're going to prove it to him just by virtue of this conversation. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I am doing outstanding, and I enjoyed Marianne's testimony about GoPro, and I think you're dead on in many respects. And we might not agree totally on some of those ideas, but let's explore those ideas a bit.
So, Bob, as you went to that thing, and I sat there, and I watched you mesmerized by some people, and I watched you turned off by some people. And what I don't want to, and the profanity of Tony Robbins, he did not look at his audience. He didn't realize, I don't think, that he was getting piped into the living rooms of people all over the world that had their kids stay up to hear this guy that was going to transform their mouth, and then they heard that kind of language. I don't think he would have done it. And I think it took a tremendous amount on the part of Eric Worre to actually, you were the only one that I saw in my entire Facebook feed courageous enough to say that's unacceptable behavior. But I think Eric Worre owned that extremely well and said, you know, next year, it won't, he'll be here, but it won't be that. And I appreciated you, and I appreciated him. But other than that, I was watching you. And I was watching the people that you loved, the Bob Proctors of the world and people like that. And I just learned so much from you in reference to what you were hearing from your many years in Amway Corporation. So what I want to ask you is, what happened there? What was great and what wasn't?
Well, first of all, my overall rating on the event was very, very high. As a matter of fact, it was much better than I expected it to be. And I think there's many reasons for that. You know, Eric has matured a great deal in the industry, and he's seen a lot of different ways of doing things. And he's gleaned from, you know, many different mentors. I'm sure he would admit that. You know, things that really popped and made an event stand out and made it exceptional. I thought it was an exceptional event. And overall, you know, and I thought Tony was out of place. If it had been my event, I would have pulled him off the stage. I'd have walked down with a glass of water. I'd have said to the audience, thank you, let's hear it for Tony, and Tony would have been gone. I've had a lot of college and professional football coaches and basketball coaches come in and speak. I always tell them ahead of time, it's a family audience. I expect you to keep it clean. If you don't keep it clean, you're coming off the stage. Now, I would have done that, and Eric chose not to. That's okay. You know, but Tony Robbins would never appear again on a stage that I did unless he promised me in writing that he was not going to use profanity to emphasize. I mean, he did some things. We could discuss this all day long. I just thought it was inappropriate. I don't know. How do you think the audience generally reacted?
I think, and this is laser straight to Bob Crisp from Tom Chenault in a 100% unfiltered and not agreed with by you opinion. I think the overwhelming majority of the people loved him over and above the profanity.
Well, I would agree. I think that was the audience reaction overall. I think once it sunk in and once people kind of realized what happened, because it was certainly shocking. I mean, I'm not easily shocked. You know, I've been in locker rooms most of my life as an athlete, so I've heard all the language. So I thought the shock value was there. I thought it got everybody's attention for a while. The continued use of it, I thought was unnecessary. And I think it demeaned Tony overall. And I think it demeaned the audience. But, again, that's my perspective, and other people have different perspectives as you do, and that's okay with me. You know, I think, you know, different strokes for different folks, right?
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And inside of that, we're in such a society that we are so tuned out to goofy language and that is such a tiny, tiny part of that whole 5-day event. I was there for 7 days and watching what was going on that we're even done talking about it. But going on beyond that, Bob Proctor, you shared stages with him. How did that work out for you?
I thought Proctor took a little time to get warmed up, and that may be because of his age. I don't know. But and I've never seen him use notes like he used. He uses a laptop for notes, and he hasn't in the past. I haven't seen him use notes like that. But I thought he knocked it out of the park. Once he got warmed up, he had some fabulous stuff, some really good, solid personal development concepts. And the guy's a solid guy. He's absolutely reliable, delivers the mail every single time. I like the guy a lot.
Okay, so let's talk about you. You got another run in you. You have decided that you're going to step on the gas pedal and just generate this one more time. I want to learn how to do network marketing at a Bob Crisp level in 1976 when you were just killing it with Amway Corporation. I believe that old way of building with the new technology is the only way to go. Is that the way you feel, Bob?
I absolutely feel that way. And here's the essence of it. You know, in life periods, you have a lot of people that are willing to settle for an extra $1,000 a month, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly okay. As a matter of fact, that's more typical of people in our industry than it is atypical. But, the industry is driven by leaders who see the big vision. See, people walk into that event in Las Vegas, the GoPro event, and are just blown away by the size. They think to themselves, I could never do this. This is not, it doesn't stimulate in them, gee, one of these days this will be my meeting. It's so unattached to the reality of their life. You know, when you, in the military, the private first class, the enlisted man, basically to him war is really simple. They're the enemy. We're the good guys. Give me a gun, point to the enemy, provide me with bullets, and I'll kill the bad guys. War to the average person.
Right.
For the generals, it's different. It's more complex. They got to see how they're going to feed their troops. You know, Napoleon imported grain from Egypt because the grain in Egypt had more protein in it, and he knew that his fighting men could march all day long if they ate grain from Egypt versus the grain that came from Europe. So he thought through the concept of, you know, how much stamina his team has. The same thing is true with leaders in network marketing. If you want to play at the very top level, you've got to understand that Johnny and Susie Lunchbox, guys that are trying to make $500 to $1,000 a month, they've got a very, very tight budget at home. So in all likelihood, they're putting their trip to an event on a credit card somewhere and making payments. So they're going further into debt.
Hey, Bob, we got to take a fast break. It's going to be only 5 seconds, and it's about 2 minutes. While you're on the break, go to GoBobCrisp.com. Go to GoBobCrisp.com and buy his books. We'll be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We are back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Robert Crisp. It's Marianne Niehaus, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. It's so funny. We got a live studio audience, man.
People I know.
Pulling
we
through
People
here like it's going
in,
out of
yeah.
style. They know we're doing this show. They know we're interviewing Robert Crisp, and somehow we intimated that he was going to be in the studio. So people are like literally driving from Denver to come down here and shake his hand. So many people have read his books, Raising a Giant, Feeding a Giant. It's unbelievable. And it's been, I swear to you, listeners, it is my secret weapon. It is the number one reason Tom Chenault is what he is in network marketing today. And that's why I have begged Bob Crisp to partner with me to go do some seminars around the country so he and I can, like, match up and put my charisma and lack of knowledge inside of his charisma and more knowledge and turn it into something magical. And we're going to do our first one on December 12th down in Hollywood, Florida. But I am in love with this guy because I always knew that Tom Chenault could make it in multi-level marketing. And I wanted to enroll strangers and people like that because there's no way I was going to show it to my family. And after I read Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant, the first people I called were my mom and my dad and my brother and my sisters and my cousins and my neighbors, because they were the first ones I wanted to talk to about taking them to the life that they wanted. So I owe a debt of gratitude to this guy at a level none of you can believe. I wouldn't have had the success I have had had it not been for this man you're hearing from right now. So back to you, Bob Crisp.
Well, Tom, you know, there's nobody in that room. When we walked in on Wednesday night to that first evening event, you know, there's nobody in that room better than you are. There's nobody. I don't care. I mean, there's some really good people, and I know them. You know them. We have great relationships with most of the speakers that were speaking on the stage, and they all did an excellent job, and some a little better than others, and some missed the mark, in my opinion. But there was nobody in that room better than you. Nobody. Now, having said that, you know, there are certain things at different stages in life that each of us are willing to tackle and take on because it fits not only our age or our presence and what we're doing today, but it also fits the total model that we have in our mind for the kind of business we want to build. Now, it's very important for us to understand, and thank you very much for that great, you know, introduction, you know. I feel kind of embarrassed by it, but thank you anyway. But I think that you have a vision that's a, you know, some people say it's a God-given vision, you know, and it's your destiny. This is what you see. And when I first met Tom Chenault, I said, this guy should own the world. This guy should be the guy that everybody's listening to. And you have a great reputation in the industry. You've cultivated that reputation. You've got a natural, you're absolutely one of the most natural communicators on the planet that I've ever had time to associate with, and I appreciate that. I learned from you probably as much or more than you learned from me. But I like to separate style from substance. See, when I first heard Jim Rohn, as an example, I didn't think Jim Rohn was a great speaker. But I thought he was a great communicator.
Yeah.
And so there's, I think that Jim Rohn would have been embarrassed by Tony Robbins. Totally embarrassed by Tony Robbins. So that's just my opinion. I knew Jim very well. He's a very close friend of mine. I think he would have been embarrassed, and he was one of the first mentors that Tony Robbins ever had. But having said that, there were other people in the room that were very, very successful, high-powered, high-income earners, very good speakers, very good teachers, very good trainers, who abdicate their responsibility, in my opinion, by not doing events at the level that Eric Worre did. Now, my question is, what is Eric doing that we aren't doing? What is Eric doing that we should be doing?
And there's no doubt.
How can we do that for our team?
Correct. You know, I think our goal should be.
Right. I think our first responsibility as parents, and to some degree as upline, we are parents. Our first responsibility is to feed our own children. That's our first responsibility. When they have to look outside their home company, their upline, when they have to look outside for the kind of things that Eric provided for them, I think that shows that there's a void in that company. There's a void in the leadership in that company. And the first comment that I made to you, if you remember this, I leaned forward, I looked at you, and I said, this can only succeed because the other companies and the other leaders in the room are failing their people.
No doubt. And I told Marianne, and if she would have said, when we asked her at the very beginning, if she would have said, I had to go to that, Tom, because I had to get trained, because I'm not getting the training from you that I need, she didn't say that. What we did was complimented our training by going to Eric Worre, which is a big difference. But I'm telling you what, we're going to bring you the bacon, and Bob Crisp is going to write a new chapter that's going to blow your mind. We'll be back right after this.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, we're back. It's Thompson on to Marianne Niehaus. We've got the great Robert Crisp with us. What you're going to do now is go to www.GoBobCrisp. You're going to take a look at this Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant. And when I bought those books, they cost me over $100 a piece. because they were out of print and no one could find them. And I heard it. Denise's mentor, believe it or not, her coach, was coaching her on these books. And I finally figured out what was, again, Denise was being mesmerized by the guy to the level that I thought she might leave me and marry him. So I said, I've got to figure out how in the world, Doug Ridley of all people. So that is so funny. If Ridley's listening, hey, Doug, here's the deal. That was a lie. If you guys met Ridley, he's the most happily married guy to Heather you'd ever meet.
Yes.
That was just so preposterous. It was unbelievable. But at the end of the day, it was kind of true. So here is in Ridley's like 4 feet five. So here's the deal. Ridley weighs as much as my arm. So at the end of the day, I had to have the books. And I bought them on the internet. And I fell so in love with them that every time I had a leader, I fell so in love with the leader that I fell in love with a book. And I would give the book to the leader. And then I'd come home and Denise would go, where's the book? And I'd go, oh, geez, this guy's going to be so good. I gave him the book. And we'd spent over $100 and we didn't even have $100. And she would literally scream. So I've got two of the books still here at the office there in like this Tom Chenault Smithsonian Institution because they say in the inside, Tom Chenault does not own these books. I do. And you do not have permission to have them, even if he gives them to you, begs you to take it. If you take these books from Tom Chenault, I am going to come over to your house. I'm going to get them. And I'm going to kill him. Signed, Denise Chenault. That's the value on these books she had. But I'm telling you what, they're worth it. And now you can buy them for like $20 a piece. If you do anything today, go to GoBobCrisp.com. It's not a multi-level. I don't make a penny on it. I am telling you, it's a game changer. Ellen Barlow, Elaine Asher, Ken Smith, all these people, I know, I'm just telling you, they have these books. And how do they become the success that they are? They come there, they do it because they read these books. It is a secret weapon. And when you're going to read it, and Bob Crisp and I are so old. That is so funny, because when you read the book, that he's talking about 8 tracks and via, you know, because we're old. And so we don't, you know, we didn't even know when, you know, we don't even know anything about these new high-fangled things now called MP3 players and the things called CDs, because we didn't have those in those days. So if you feel like that languaging is a little antiquated, deal with it. Right, Bob?
That's exactly right. And they're also available on Kindle edition for an Amazon.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, good. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, good. You buy them on Kindle if you have to. Whatever you do, buy them. However you get the money and go buy them. If you're standing inside of the story, I can't figure out how to build my business. And I have to tell you another story. Can I just tell one more story, Bob? I know it's your show. But Dr. Joel Wallach was a maniac. So Dr. Wallach, what people don't know about Dr. Wallach is he's an old Amway guy. So Dr. Wallach would always be going, Tom, you're not having enough home meetings. Tom, you have to have rallies and seminars. Tom, you have to have a meeting and all these people have to come. You have to have a training for like 10 hours and then send everybody home for 2 hours and then have them come back in their gowns and pick up the speaker in a limousine and have roses for them. And I looked at Dr. Wallach constantly like he was on Pluto. I could not figure out what he was saying, what home meetings were, any of that stuff. And I was pretty successful. And then I got your books. And I realized Dr. Wallach was exactly right. The way he told us to do it made no sense. And I didn't understand the magic of the entire process. And once I understood the magic of the entire process of the great Bob Crisp laying out how to build a literal dynasty, all of a sudden everything that Dr. Wallach had been harping about at me for years came to fruition and made sense. And here I am today. I am a Bob Crisp devotee. How's that grab you?
That grabs me perfect because that's exactly. See, Marianne's testimony is a great testimony to what the impact of that event had on a person like her and most people in that. It was, and I would sum it up in one word, inspiration.
Yeah.
When you hear...
Yeah, exactly.
To me, the impact of the speakers, not Tony Robbins and not Kiyosaki and not Proctor, because to me, those guys are window dressing. You know, you've read Tony's stuff, and you can probably do Tony's stuff as well as Tony does, and I know I can't. And I can do most of Proctor's stuff. And Kiyosaki is still harping on the same thing he was harping on 20 years ago. So there's nothing new from those guys. But the ones that make the impact on me were the Jordan Adlers, the Mike Sims, the Susan Slys, people that Eric brought on board. To me, those were the stars of the show. Those are the ones that gave credence to any of the concepts that Tony Robbins or Proctor or Kiyosaki was putting out there, and including Eric Worre himself and his own training. So, you know, we've got to provide that inspiration. You know, my first convention was in 1975, and that really dates me right there. And I was sitting way up in the rafters in a auditorium in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the last speaker they had on was a couple, young couple from Seattle, Washington. And he was blind, had been blind from birth. And he couldn't tell you what the color of a rose was or a sunset or anything like that. And his wife led him on stage, and he had his notes in Braille. And he stood there. She spoke for a while, and then he stood there and told their story. And he closed his speech by saying, "I don't understand how people with 20/20 vision can't see this. And I've been blind from birth. I can't tell you what my children look like. I can't tell you what a sunset looks like. But I can tell you what an opportunity looks like."
Wow.
And he says, "This is my vision." And I sat in that auditorium and cried like a baby. Because that was what the opportunity was about. And that's been the inspiration for me. And that's what I got out of GoPro. The inspiration. You know, I hunted down a few people when I wasn't, along with the great Tom Chenault and Denise, I hunted down a few people. And I said, "Why are you here? What did you get out of it? What do you think about it? What do you think about the cost to benefit ratios? You know, where did you come from?" One little gal came from Montreal, and she says, "This is my second GoPro, and I love it." And I said, "Why do you love it?" And so she told me the thing, but she didn't say anything, in my opinion, that was, you know, earth shattering. It was just, "I come here because it makes me feel good. It gets me inspired. I love the energy in the room. I love the size of it. It gives me a sense of you know, what is possible to do here." And I thought, well, that's exactly what kind of impact I got out of all the big events. I went to 4 events a year. You know, I was trying, after the meeting, I was trying to count the number of events that size or bigger that I myself had put on, over 31 of those kind of events in my career. And I think any of my events were probably matched up to a great deal what GoPro did and what my people got out of it. What is the impact? You know, and so on. And I think that in the game plan that you and I have going forward, we're going to do some events that's going to just blow people away. And they're going to say about the events that Tom Chenault does, like Marianne said, "I just walked away inspired."
Yeah, and I want to be a clone of Bob Crispin, even Eric Worre. And something happened during the event. One of my favorite speakers in that whole event was Lisa Grossman. And she was so authentic and so real. And just nailed it. You know, she was not speaking to hear herself speak. She was really, she did not phone it in. It was not a canned presentation that she did last year. And when I ran into her at the incredible pool party that night that you, Bob Crisp, missed, and you would have flipped out, especially since you had white clothes, it was unbelievable. But Lisa Grossman, I walked up and I was telling her how great she did and that she was one of my favorites. And she looked at me like, "I don't even care what you think, Tom." She said, "What did Bob Crisp think? He trained me. What did he think? Did you ask him how he liked my speech?" And I, you know, you and I had talked about it, obviously. So I said, yes. But at the end of the day, here's what was there for me. You people thought you had arisen from the dead. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, people, I could be, I was, because I, once I realized I had something on my hands, which would obviously make me look better if I introduced Bob to people. That's all I did was because I was elevating myself, you know, so, because I'm a jerk, you know, so that's why, you know, with Denise is always great to have with me because she's so beautiful and people go, "What on earth is she doing with him?" It was kind of the same thing with you, but anybody that knew who you were. I mean, it was a double take because they hadn't seen you out in public in so long. They thought it was a mirage or a hologram. So it was pretty cool for you, I'll bet, just having all those people really, really embrace you and tell you that you'd made a difference in their life.
Yeah, that was quite rewarding, and I owe that to you. Thank you, Tom.
No, I love you with all my heart. So inside of this, and if somebody wants to get hold of you, they just got to find you on Facebook, send you a private message. You're still doing as much private coaching and as much empowering as people, as anybody out there. I've never met a guy that could type as fast in my life. I wake up, I put up three sentences, and you put up the a manifesto. And inside of that, I know that you just are on this planet to serve and help people. So you've got no problem if people contact you at GoBobCrisp.com or on Facebook, right?
No problem. Enjoy the interaction.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I just got a private message. I got people sending me messages all over the place. But the great Ken Smith and Elaine Asher, who I'm going to be with in the middle of November down in Brisbane, Australia, and on the Gold Coast, they just wanted me to make sure that you have made a difference in their life. And I'm looking at this Ellen Young listening today, and her son is the guy that brought her into the business. And it is, she brought him into the world and he brought her into the business. But it's really, really cool having this continuity through your book where people can actually have a track to run on no matter what company they're in, correct?
That's correct. Absolutely.
So what's a tip, Bob? What would you tell somebody? And I don't even know if it's somebody brand new in network marketing. I think it's that person that has been in for a long time that still hasn't been able to turn that corner and turn on the gas. What do they do?
Well, you know, Tom, that's the big question. And you know, in the industry, we hear people say all the time, you know, you got to have your goals and you got to have your dreams, build the dream, know what your why is, and so on and so forth. But I don't think very many people really know how to do a dream building session. And they really don't. And it takes.
We got to come back to dream building. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Commercials. Richard Brook told me that that's a problem with real radio. He's right, but we got to pay the bills.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back, final segment, Tom Chenault and the fabulous Bob Crisp with Marianne Niehaus. Before we get Crisp back to talk about dream boards, Marianne, how have you liked the show so far?
I've loved the show, and I think what Bob was talking about, the dream board, is I think you're right on there. I think so many of us haven't been able to dream for such a long time that it feels like we're just faking it when we're putting that stuff down. Like, we can't really touch and feel it. And so we've got to get our mind set right so that when we're doing it, it becomes real. Does that make sense?
Sure. Bob, what do you think about that? Just talk about dream boards in your words.
Well, I agree with Marianne 100%, and that's been the thing that sustained me over the years. And when I write my books, I try to tell the stories of the people that I met that – the stories changed my life. One of the things, a most powerful story, one of my mentors in the Amway business early on was a guy by the name of Kay Fletcher out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We used to use his tape, Never, Never, Never Quit, as a sponsoring tool. And Kay said one morning in January, his 11-year-old son came to him and said, Dad, would you mind if I cut up that old tree that fell last winter in the backyard and sold the wood for firewood to the Navy? And the case said, well, sure, go ahead, Larry. And so the 11-year-old goes out, puts his jacket on about 40 degrees outside, and he starts with the big old axe that was almost as big as him. And Case said every now and then he'd look out the window and see his son with his jacket off and that big old axe falling down on the wood. After about 2 or 3 hours, he said, I just kind of got feeling guilty, so I went out and thought I'd fell him a little bit and said, let me give you a hand with that, son. And so the kid handed the axe to him. And when he handed the axe, he saw that there was blood on the handle of the axe. And he said to his son, let me see your hand, son. And the boy turned his hands up, and both hands had blistered, and the blisters had broken, and both hands were covered with blood. And he says, son, whenever your hands hurt, what keeps you going? And Larry said, well, Dad, he said, when the pain gets really great, I think about what I'm going to spend the money for when I sell the wood.
Yeah.
And to me, that's kind of the essence. If we keep people, see, sometimes we try to fill them with the data. You know, do this, do this, here's A, B, C. We like to think that it's a formula. And all you have to do is start them this way, make a list, set your goals, have a meeting. And that's not how people build. People build with the heart. You know, if you don't know why, it doesn't matter how. And we spend too much time on how instead of on why. See, that's the great thing that, came out of GoPro to me. Look, he's providing an inspirational event for people to get inspired, go back to their company, and, it hopefully import inspiration to their people. You know, it's what, 8 parts inspiration and 2 parts perspiration. You know? And that's the thing that sustained me when I needed it. You know, I used to call my upline at 2 o'clock in the morning and just say, ask it, are you still in? Because this is a long day for me and I'm still on the road and I'm 2 hours from home and it's snowing and I haven't kissed my kids goodnight for a week. And I just need to hear your voice. I need you to tell me that you're still in.
Wow.
Because if you're still in, I'm in. I just need to know there's somebody that's hurting just like me.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
And as long as I know there's somebody else out there fighting the fight, and they're out there and they're doing the good work, it doesn't matter to me how many people quit. It doesn't matter to me how many people tell me no. It doesn't matter to me how long the road is or how hard or high the mountain. As long as I have victory in sight, I can do it. And it'll sustain. Then I'll find out how. Whatever. I'll go to any length to find out how. As long as I can continue to see my dreams become a reality.
Even though you guys didn't ask me what I love most about GoPro, I'm going to tell you anyway.
Go ahead.
And that was seeing, it was just seeing all the other people that A, had made it, and B, that were trying to make it. And it just restored my faith in humanity so much to see so many people that spent their own money and their own time to go to try to learn that extra thing that was going to make their lives and of themselves and other people better. And that's why I went, and that's why I'm going to take 100 of my best friends with me next year to go, because it is important work that we do. And don't minimize it, because it's not about the money. It is about the difference that you make on this planet. And Tom Chenault, I don't know how Tom Chenault could have made a difference more on this planet than 27 years ago, getting sober and free from alcohol and drugs, and be given a life like I've got to go out and spread the message of Alcoholics Anonymous and get paid handsomely for that by this profession called network marketing, and also be given a vehicle where I can help people that aren't alcoholics and homeless people have the kind of life that they want too. And seeing people there that were just starting and the people at the end of the rainbow just warmed my heart. And that's what this was all about for me. And Bob, I know it was similar for you. We've only got 30 seconds. Say goodbye to us.
Well, listen, folks, if you don't have a dream, get one. And if you think it's impossible, it's not. Because what the mind of man can conceive and believe, he can achieve.
And that's what it is, you guys. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week live. I'm going to New Zealand for a month, so it's going to get a little tricky. But next week we'll be here live again. But we won't have a guest like Bob Crisp. He's one of a kind. GoBobCrisp.com. Buy his books. We'll see you all next week.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.